It only depends on Allah. My beloved brothers, we have to break our complete connection with the entire creation. Our hope and reliance from the entire creation. Our dependence from the entire creation. And bring it onto one Allah. Onto one Allah. Our hope must only be from one Allah. Our dependence only on one Allah. Our reliance only on one Allah. Our faith and trust only in one Allah. My beloved brothers, besides that, everyone and everything is dead. Everyone and everything is dead. Nobody and nothing can do. Only this Allah does. Only Allah owns. Only Allah provides. Only Allah sustains. Only Allah protects. This my Allahu Akbar, these words, my beloved brothers, we have to say it. Hear it. Think it. See it. Walk it. Feel it. One Allah. Beloved brothers, when we see anything, from our heart, we have to negate it. Our eyes have to negate it. Our mind has to negate it. Our bodies have to negate it. As if this entire world is dead. Every invention is dead. Every policy is dead. Every constitution is dead. There's only one constitution, the constitution of Allah. There's only one order, the order of Allah. There's only one being, the Hakiki Zat, the Zat of Allah. Allah is the only one who controls, who changes. Allahu Akbar, every form will be changed only by Allah. This, my beloved brothers, we have to hear, we have to say, we have to see, we have to think, we have to feel. This is our everything. We have to go to the whole world and explain to everyone, remove him from that, Allahu Akbar, my beloved, that deception. Allahu Akbar, that deception. Huh? Imagine from the inception, a child goes to school. The first thing is taught, if you don't earn, how will you eat? If you don't get a degree, how will you eat? This is incorrect. This is incorrect faith. Every one of us is bombarded with incorrect yakin daily from every place, my beloved brothers. We have to tell ourselves, Allahu Akbar, like Maulana Farooq Sahib said, that person who thinks that if you give dawah so that others will benefit, Allahu Akbar, and doesn't give dawah to himself, nifaq will be created in himself. My beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar, our hearts, Allahu Akbar, the seven heavens and seven earths cannot accommodate Allah. But the heart of a mu'min is the house of Allah. In our heart there must be nobody, nothing, only one Allah. Dependence only on one Allah, reliance only on one Allah, hope only on one Allah. My beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar, what we see is from Allah. What we hear is from Allah. There is nothing but nothing which belongs to anybody but Allah. A janazah was going. Somebody asked, whose janazah is that? He said, that's a liar's janazah. Somebody who speaks lies. He said, how can you say that? He said, yesterday he was the one who said, this property is mine, and this is mine, and that is mine, and this is mine. Where is he today? When Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah Ali passed away, who ruled the world for approximately 200 years. 200 years. Allahu Akbar, amongst the four riches of the world, Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah, Sikandar Zilkarnain was one of them. It is said, my beloved brothers, when he left this world, he requested, please keep my hands out of my janazah, so that Sikandar can also show the world that Sikandar is taking nothing. We are not shopkeepers, we are not accountants, we are not lawyers, we are not doctors, we are not this. We are, my beloved brothers, the believers in Allah, the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who have been sent, my beloved brothers, to this world. What an object, a purpose, a goal. Not only that, our elders are saying clearly now, the order of Allah to invite the whole of mankind towards one Allah. This is our, Allah has commanded us. Allah, yesterday in the Jummah Bayan, Maulana Ahmad Sulaiman also said, Allah has commanded us. It is a command of Allah on us that we have been commanded to invite the whole of mankind towards Allah. It's not an ordinary thing. My beloved brothers, take it out of us. Allah forgive, I'm saying, not for the more it will come out of my own heart. There is nobody. We are nothing. We are nothing. Our work is nothing. We have been sent only to invite towards Allah. My beloved brothers, we have been sent to invite towards Allah. That we have been sent to invite towards this kalima. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. How Maulana Farooq Sahib said last night, it's so easy, 3 hours bayan, the sun can't do, the moon can't do, this can't do, that can't do. But me, myself? We have to negate ourselves. We have to negate the things around us. From the sky to the earth, everything. Allahu Akbar, it is said, Jibreel alayhi salam, in the sight of Allah, if he opens his 2 wings, he covers the east to the west. And he has 600 wings. And if his feet are on the ground, I don't know until which sky he would reach. Yet our elders say, Jibreel alayhi salam, as compared to Allah, is very small. Our elders say, my beloved brothers, today in the world, Allah forgive, the greatest guna, the greatest sin, the greatest evil is the incorrect faith, incorrect yakin, which is in our hearts. Who fears Allah, wallah, there is nothing in this world for whom he will fear. But instead, everything in this world will fear him. Who depends on Allah, my beloved brothers, Allah will make the entire world subservient to him. And who turns away from Allah, Allah also turns away from him. Our only work on this earth is to unite any man to Allah. My beloved brothers, we are not even saying, a person comes to you, says, I want to go 4 months. You tell him, yes, the money, go. His yakin will come on us. Our contact is only with Allah. Our hope is only on Allah. Our reliance is only on Allah. Our dependence must only be on Allah. Who provides? Allah. How he provides? By his kudrat. One great sheikh says, if the sky is made out of copper and the earth is made out of lead, so that not one drop of rain falls and not one blade of grass grows, and after that the thought comes into my heart that how is Allah going to provide, then I'm a kafir. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, Allahu Akbar, there's a drought in Medina Munawwara. Amr bin As radiallahu anhu is the Amir of Misr. He promises him, don't worry, we have so much provision that the first camel or whatever load would be in Medina Munawwara, and if they're following in a chain, they'll reach right up to Kahira, Cairo. My beloved brothers, just immediately after that, a Bedouin goes and slaughters a sheep. When he slaughters the sheep, all he finds is skin and bone. He gives a sigh, after which he falls unconscious. In the dream, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him something to this effect, that give Umar radiallahu anhu this message, that we thought that he is intelligent. What has happened to Umar? He goes back, my beloved brothers. The shura of Umar radiallahu anhu is sitting there. He gives the message. Umar radiallahu anhu calls all his brothers together and says, what happened? What did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong? And immediately they find that Umar radiallahu anhu's attention went away from Allah. Immediately Umar radiallahu anhu, what people, my, immediately making tawbah, went into the field, performed salatul istisqa. Allahu Akbar, it is said they started the namaz and the rain also started, my beloved. That rain carried on and carried on and carried on. The next week, the same Bedouin came back and said, oh Umar, tell your Allah that it is sufficient. They say he said it. Umar radiallahu anhu lifted his hands and the rain also stopped. That Allah that was with Umar radiallahu anhu, that Allah is with us. For Musa alayhi salam, Allah made, my beloved brothers, transparent tunnels for him and his tribes to go. It is said for Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, Allah made, my beloved brothers, the entire jamaat of Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu cross the river Dajla, Allahu Akbar, without the hoof of any horse getting wet. Our elders say that help that came to Anbiya alayhimus salam, that same help came to Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Ajmain. And wallah, wallah, my beloved brothers, wallah, if it is not there, put it in our hearts. If it is not there and we are confused, cry to Allah. We are saying for every one of us, come out in the path of Allah. Be you rich, be you poor, be you a doctor, be you a lawyer, be you an accountant, whoever you are. Don't deceive yourself. Wallah, my beloved brothers, every one of us, the right is to take ourselves and chuck ourselves in the path of Allah. To take out this incorrect faith from our heart. There is no greater harm on this world than this incorrect faith that exists. This incorrect faith has disturbed the connection of ours with Allah. Imagine, my beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar, like how Maulana said yesterday, to leave our businesses and shops is the shape and the form of salah. To leave the thought of the business and the shop is the reality of salah. Now what about that heart that's got the yakin of shop and then comes and makes sajda to Allah? What is that sajda? See, Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Ajmain, 13 solid years, they only learn Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, 13 solid years. He said the difference between Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Ajmain and us is, our heads first reach sajda, our hearts are still to the bank manager, to someone and someone and someone. Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Ajmain, their hearts were already in sajda, their heads followed them in sajda. We learn how to make salah. We learn how to keep roza. We learn this, this, this. But we haven't learned how to put our hearts to Allah. Allahu Akbar, a sahabi, my beloved brothers, makes namaz. A sahabi makes namaz. There's no food in the house. Immediately he turns to salah. He makes his salah. He comes home, they say there's no food. My beloved brothers, what yakin they had? He say, Wallah, something can be wrong with my salah. But it is impossible that something is wrong with the promise of Allah. Again he makes salah, again he makes salah, again he makes salah. Till when he goes, it is said from the grinder flour is coming out. Huh? And from the poor, Allahu Akbar, in Allah's way, food is coming out. Beloved friends, we got Allah. Take it in our heart. Put it in our heart. If it doesn't come, make tawbah. Ask Allah, cry to Allah. Ya Allah, the greatest guna in me is that I did not make contact with Allah. Take our dependence, reliance, hope, association. Allahu Akbar, from everybody, from everyone, and bring it on to one Allah. We have got no other work on this earth. This is to bring our contact with Allah and connect the entire creation to Allah. Every rich and poor, every black and white, every educated and uneducated, every leader and follower, every Allahu Akbar, wherever, from wherever, whatever, however he is, every sick person, Khudai Qasam, more than we worry about his sickness, we should worry about his contact with Allah. Baidul Wabsa was going for Gush in Karachi. He was talking to the brothers, Umumi Gush. He said, what is the object of Gush? The Haji Sahib said so beautifully, Allahu Akbar, our object must be that if this shopkeeper believes that the shop is providing for him, what is going to happen to him in the Qabr? My beloved brothers, our only work is to get that yakin. But this Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Ajmain gave up everything, my beloved brothers. They could give up everything. They were attached to nobody and nothing. They were attached only to Allah. Their lives was for Allah. Their wives was for Allah. Their children were for Allah. Everything was for Allah. My beloved brothers, imagine a mother. At the time when the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Ajmain in the path of Allah, a mother comes and says, I haven't got a husband. I haven't got a big son. All I got is a baby. You take him, at least he can be a shield for you. What was that? Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Ajmain never looked how many children they got and then went in the path of Allah. And who will provide for those children? Asma radiallahu anha, the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. My beloved brothers, her son, Ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu, was fighting Hajjaj bin Yusuf. At that time, the mother was over 90 years of age. How old? Over 90 years of age. He comes into the haram and tells his mother, oh my mother, we have gone weak. I want to give up the struggle. I want to give up this fight with Hajjaj. The mother answers, oh my son, if you want to be wicked, and on the day of Allah, Qiyamah, you want to be wretched, then give up your struggle against Hajjaj. He says, oh mother, all I told you these words was to test you. Imagine she's blind, 90 years of age. Then she comes, my beloved brothers. He comes and he says, mother, let me embrace you. Let me make muhanaka with you. I'm going to fight Hajjaj. He goes to make muhanaka, but he's got steel armor on his body. Immediately when he embraces his mother separates her hands and says, oh my son, are you going to give your life or are you intending to save your life? If you intend to give your life, then remove the steel armament. Those were mothers. were meant to be connected to Allah, they were ready to give up everything. They were ready to give up everyone. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, my beloved, Allahu Akbar. Allah, his son tells him, in the battle of Badr, your head was under my sword. The father tells the son, my son, if your head was under my sword, your head would have gone. There was no son in their way. There was no wife in their way. There was no child in their way. It was them and Allah. We have to get that contact with Allah. Take out our shop. Take out our job. Beloved friends and Allahs, these are Allahu Akbar, Allah forgive us. On the day of Qiyamah, if there's anything else in this heart, what will happen to us? Today the problem of us, Allah forgive, we are worried if we don't have food on the dastarkhan, what will happen to us? If our child doesn't have clothes, what will happen to us? Beloved friends and elders, on the day of Qiyamah, if one of us haven't got Allah in our heart, what will happen to us? The weakness in amal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tolerate. But the weakness in yaqeen can never be tolerated. It can't be tolerated by Allah. Allah will forgive every sin except the sin of shirk. Ulama ikram say, even that sin that was done between two people, inshallah, if the banda is ready to forgive, Allah will forgive. But in that heart that got anybody besides Allah, how is Allah going to forgive that heart? Me and you have been sent, created, selected, chosen, taken out, my beloved brothers, to connect this whole ummah with Allah. We have got no other work on this earth. Earning and eating is a necessity. That is not called a work. We have been sent for a specific job. Our elders say, necessities can also be sacrificed, but an object is something that can never be sacrificed. If somebody is without food, the worst that can happen, he'll die. But beloved friends and elders, somebody without iman, what is the consequence of this? We have to go land to land, country to country, province to province, nation to nation, tribe to tribe, like our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine, my beloved brothers, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in the last few days of his life. Maaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu is sent to Yemen. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam walks with him right up outside Madina Munawwara. Can you imagine? Maaz radiallahu anhu says, "Oh Nabi Allah, you come up and let me come down." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "No." He says, "Oh Nabi Allah, you come up with me." Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "No." He says, "Oh Nabi Allah, let me come down with you." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "No." And as they are walking, Maaz radiallahu anhu makes dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells Maaz radiallahu anhu, "On your return, you will not find me in Madina Munawwara." For Sahaba to give up their wife was nothing. To give up their children was nothing. Probably to give up Madina Munawwara was something. But for Sahaba ikram ridwanul ajmaeen, to give up the company of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was everything. Imagine, my beloved brothers, Maaz radiallahu anhu goes there and he tells the people of Yemen, "I'm the messenger of the messenger of Allah. I'm the messenger of the messenger of Allah." And while he's there, beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves this world. When he returns, all he finds is the qabr of Nabi alayhi salam. At Hajjatul Wida, my beloved brothers, after that Hajj, which direction Sahaba ikram ridwanul ajmain went and made their qabrs in the furthest corner of the world? A group of tabi'in one day said that there was quicksand. It took them over 1 year to build that bridge till they came to the other side. Allahu Akbar, when they came to that side, before they could arrive, they already heard the azan. To desire to die at home, Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers, there's a great misfortune. Until one great sahabi passed away at home. Until one great sahabi passed away at home, I cannot remember the name. Sahaba ikram ridwanul ajmain took it for granted that only a munafiq dies at home.